and he's gone up. I was saying that your mother went to Dublin this morning, and she's going. She wanted to buy a few extra fruit and vegetables in the markets in the morning, and she thought it'd be a good plan to go early, just to be able to be over early in the morning. So Robert and I are alone because Daddy's gone to New Orchard to the prayer meeting, and Robert kindly said to keep me company. I hate staying alone. Well, I heard your voice there. You had a very interesting lecture, but I suppose you're as busy as ever. I'm sure you miss Miss Tompkins too. And I heard from one or two that you're thinking of coming home this year. I hope you will. You're a long, long time away from us. When I have been making two little cot quilts or crocheting, you know, and the men have been busy cutting silage for the cattle, and then they're putting it in a shed for the winter. And Mammy and I keep them fed, and that's all we have to do. So I like to have something on the needles. I'd be crocheting or knitting or something. Gillian's school held a sale of work last month, and I happen to have about six pair of booties for to send her. And I just started a tea cozy as well, but I hadn't it in time. However, I finished it and gave it away to another person. But I sent the six pairs of booties. So they helped to swell them. It seems the college is in debt, and they made 3,000 at the sale of work. So that'll help to get down the debt. Well, I suppose you're glad to see the water, and the farmers here are actually looking for water too this year, for the crops are sort of getting a bit coloured for the want of water, but we generally have a shower some part of the day, and the wireless says there'll be a shower tomorrow. So I believe in England their farmers are worried about no rain, and I had a letter from Hazel, a niece of my niece's daughter. You might have heard it talking about Hazel Allen. She's married to Bertie Allen. And in her letter she said how the farmers there were worried that they hadn't had rain. But she got a little baby daughter on Sunday, the 8th of June. And her little boy, Brian, is able to run around and talk to the baby and everything. But he's delighted to have it. So they're living in Preston now, and she was a daughter of my sister's, you see, this Hazel, and she married Bertie Allen. So then they went to England, and he's a planner, a town planner, and he's just been down in Newry in the north of Ireland, fixing the, attending a whole lot of central heating and window fixing, and he's been very busy. But he's got on very well, and the company want to keep him in Preston in England, where he'll be able to do both sides, both England and Ireland, in town planning. They were here last summer for, they were here for a few, couple of nights one time, both he and she, so we didn't see them since. And she was sorry, she said they were coming down, they were going to come down to see us, but one of the leaders wanted the car and they couldn't disappoint them, so they didn't get to come. So she might come before the summer is out. And we had a bus load about a fortnight ago. Claire and Dick McCullough were giving students, they call it the Students' Union. They take them from one place to another, and they have to write out all they saw in the country and what it's like and everything. So they landed here last Wednesday week, and your mummy fed them and put them up for the night. They generally camp, and they had all their camping fare with them. But some of them remarked the ground was so dry and hard. So what did she do? Only put a lot of the men kind into the sitting room and gave them eiderdowns in order to lie on. So they were very snug. So then they went away the next morning. See, they only stayed there one night. And Claire and Dick take students like that every year for a... You see, he's teaching in the training college for teachers. And these are students that are going on for teachers. And they have to know a good lot about the country and that. So... We heard from Ruth lately, but and they're doing very well down there with getting Christians to follow and to help. We're supposed to go to Annie on Sunday for dinner, and it's a long time since we've been there, but they were here a few times, and she insisted on us going this Sunday. And we generally have a crowd on Sunday. And I think we're 12 last Sunday. But I suppose you're busy with the people's families arriving and different things. I wonder how's your knitting getting on? I suppose some are anxious to do it and more not. Well, I have I'm just sitting at the electric fire, so I don't know whether you'll hear me or not, but although it's not cold today, but we light it in the evening, and Samuel's little lad is able to walk now. He's just started last week, and he's very pleased with himself. He's able to slip around. Of course, Herbert's boy walked last year, you know, you might have heard about him being so delighted when he walked. But this little lad is a year younger, and his birthday will be on the 3rd of July. So we'll have to think of something nice for him. I'm sure you longing for some rest or holiday. Well, it's a long time since you got away from the work. And I suppose you're very busy. Nearly more to do than we have. The weather here is, well, it's changeable this last week. It would be dull and dark part of the day, and then the sun would come out and be lovely for a wee while. But before that, we had a lot of sun, and the big windows here then, it's very warm, and wouldn't want the fire at all. Here's Robert coming with a nice cup of coffee for me, so I'll have to stop talking now. I'm sure you're tired listening anyway. Probably will hear from you next week, all been well. We'd here have a letter or something. Mammy's very disappointed when she doesn't get one every week. So we'll expect a letter. Well, good night now, June. It's, will I see the time? 10 to 9, isn't it?
5 to 10.
Oh, 5 to 10. I'm looking the wrong way. And, so we give up now. Bye-bye.
Hello, June. Thank you very much for the tape. It was great to hear you talking. You're great to be able to keep chatting away to us. I know I'll get run out before long. Trust you're real well and not too tired. We know how tiring the hot weather can be. It's been 78 in the shade here, and we know it's quite hot. We've been at the seaside today, and it's just lovely. We sat in the sand, and there's a warm breeze blowing. Poor Granny sat on a chair, but she had her rug around her and found it too cold. It wasn't that it was cold, but just because it was breezy. So we put her into Samuel's car, and she came home with Samuel early because Isabel and friend Joan, that was her flatmate, is married to a chap, and they're over in England, and they're over with Samuel and Isabel for a few days. So they were with us. Gillian went and had a dip, and Samuel and Isabel and the other two. So I minded Paul. So after a while, we let Granny back into Samuel's car. She came home with Samuel, as he was to be home when Billy had go home here at 6. Samuel would be able to take over and back up the loads. The men are busy getting the silage in here. We trust you are keeping really well, and we thank God for the way he has helped you all these days, and especially now in the schools. We think it's a wonderful opportunity for you to speak the word of God and even teach in these courses. We know some of the courses you sang, and it was great hearing you singing. We know you've got a little bit of an American accent, but we can understand that, having all these time with the Macaulays. We're very sorry for the Macaulays, and we hope that soon all things will work out well. It's just too bad, and we pity poor the parents, how heartbroken they must have been about it all, but we trust the Lord will forgive and overrule in a mighty way. We trust the Lord will uphold the Kimberleys, and it's lovely that Jean and yourself can get out on the Sunday evenings to have those children's meetings, because it's just so different from the work day in and day out in the clinic. It's lovely for you to have this chance to sing and have a time of fellowship with the young people. Now, we want to tell you about the lovely flowers we've here. Just a few pots under the window, you know, it's so funny. Me and my garden, it's just a few rusty pots, rusty tins and bits of buckets and that, all along the wall. But I have some lovely roses at the moment, and I brought one in here tonight, and it's just beautiful. Then there's a great big peace one out. It's called Peace. Then I bought four for £1 and put them down the car road a bit at the side where there's an electric pole. There's just a space for a few flowers. So there's one coming there too, and three other plants coming along. So it's great. I don't think this is going... Oh, it is moving. I was afraid the thing wasn't moving, and I was chatting to no one. Now, the weather has been terrific, really. We've about a month without rain. We had showers seem to go all around us, but we got very little here. And, you know, the corn is beginning to shoot out and get very thin, so we hope we'll get rain after a wee while anyway. The people are making hay don't want rain, of course, but the men here don't mind because they're cutting silage and they're getting on very well at it. When on our way down yesterday and back, on our way down today and back from Tremor, we called in to see Edna. She has this old lady with her still, and mind you, I thought she'd be a queer lady, but she's a very nice person. She's 86 years of age, and she can chat away, and she's looking quite well. Edna has her well cleaned up, and they're very busy trying to get her house cleaned out, and they have the son in helping them to clean out. And you know, they've got five corporation truckloads of dirt out of the house, of papers and all things that just could throw out. But Edna had a bit of a job. She didn't know how she'd tell the man. He's not a chap, he's 50 or 60 now, because his mother's 86. She had to tell him, you see, they had to bring the corporation to fumigate the house, that there were fleas in it. Oh, he says, I knew there were a few there, all right. Edna said he's very slow to talk, and says she'd just try your patience listening to him, but she has to try and take him easy and try and coax them and then tell him what he's to do. So he'll do anything you tell him, you see, but he's to clean out his own room now. And he said he got a lot off the kitchen today. Edna said they just kept putting down paper and down lino on top of the carpet, and it was all there, and just spilled water on the floor, and you could hardly credit the dirt. She said there was like a feather mattress had burst, and it was into all over the place just, and it stuck in the floor and everything. She said the corporation said they never saw anything like it before. Anyhow, they're cleaning it out now, and they may plaster the walls and do it up and then let them back in, because they don't seem to have got a house to suit them. that they would take. So, but Edna's in fairly good form. She's had a chesty cold, so wheezy, and she's wondering now, would it be the dust from the house, in the house, that has caused this? But we hope she'll soon be better again. She's just bothered with it, though. She says, you so cough and can't get anything up. So it's so new to Edna. We all know her. She's all the years that she never had a cold or a cough. There's no much meetings. Oh, there's conference this coming week. Sammy Workman is to be in Turles Pass Wednesday, in Lugacorn on Thursday. We're enjoying reading these books with Sergei. I got one of Sergei Kurdakov, this Russian chap that got away to Canada, but then was shot in the end. But it's a terrific story. I wonder if you've ever read it. Sergei Kurdakov. A young chap who was getting right to the top in the with the youth of Russia. And then he, by beating up the believers, he heard this woman praying for him. And his arm raised to beat her with a club that would have killed her, nearly killed her. And as she prayed for him and asking the Lord to forgive him, he listened to hear, was she really praying for him instead of herself? And then as he was going to strike her, had his arm up to strike her, didn't like a hand grip his arm and held him so tightly that his arm hurt him for a while. And he looked round to see what believer was holding his arm to hit him instead, and here there was no one there. And you know, it shook him so much, he ran and cried and ran, and tears poured down his face that night, and he just ran for hours and got back to his destination very late at night, and he was shook to the roots. And then another thing, was sent to burn the papers that were got in these believers' homes when they raided them, and he was sent down into this cell to burn them, and he began reading bits of them. And what's this that they are reading, and what do they risk their lives reading this? And here he began to read some of the Gospels, and he found it was about a man who went around doing good and couldn't believe that this is what the Russian authorities wanted to get rid of. And you know, although he tried to silence the word of God, it had got into his heart and he couldn't get away from it. And finally then there was another young Russian girl who was beautiful, and they beat her up so much in one place, mashed up her body with her hands, that there was blisters on and the blood flowed even. And then 2 nights later, wasn't she back in another prayer meeting, and another chap wouldn't allow another one of these policemen to touch her. And then Sergei even, oh, he said, if it was only for the way it is, I'd be interested in that girl, she's beautiful. And you know, the thought of her always, it struck him that he said he'd have to give up the work of the police, this police, that he couldn't carry it on. Let the others do what they like, but he wasn't going to do it anymore. So then he was training for a naval officer, so he said he'd get away on a boat. So then he began to make plans to leave it and get away from it all. So finally he got away, but after many times on television and everything in Canada, he was shot. But we had read about it in the magazine of the Underground Church. So I've ordered a dozen of From Prison to Praise in Kilkenny Bookshop, so hope they come soon, as I believe they'll be a blessing to anyone that reads them, for we really enjoy them. And now Daddy has got this one, I Believe in Miracles and God Can Do It Still, two of Elizabeth Kuhlman's books. And he thinks they're wonderful. I think they're wonderful too, but Daddy said it's the best he ever read. So he has given some, ordered some more, and has given them around too. So there's not but books going around. Now, anything else I want to tell you about? Oh dear, we have two lovely little pups here. Gillian had them in her arms tonight. She wants me to take a photograph of her tomorrow. June, we're looking forward to having you at home. It'll just be great to see you again, you know. It's hard to realise that you haven't seen this house or anything yet, and we just love it here. It's just wonderful to sit and look out. You could sit looking out all day and do no work, but of course that wouldn't do all the time. But it's lovely to look the way the sun on the hills and all the clouds come across, and the shade and shadow is just beautiful, especially now with everywhere so green. We're glad that a little rain did come, because some of the crops here are beginning to turn brown on the knobs of the hills. But some people's beet is in a very bad way. But Samuel says his isn't too bad yet. It's in the field down by the river. Oh, Billy caught another salmon on Sunday. He brought one to Elizabeth last week and she was thrilled to get it. Mrs. Wilmot, that lives in Fitzgibbons, she brought Billy over about 2 pounds of strawberries the other day. And of course, Billy was charmed. So he said it was well worthwhile giving her the salmon. He gave that one to them as well as us. We all enjoy these salmons that Billy gets. There's about 5 pound in each salmon, so they're not too big. Sophie, we had a nun down with her last week, a week before last, and we've heard since that she's really become radiant. She's really proved the Lord and has found Christ. She'd been very embittered, but it's wonderful now, Sophie said, to see the change. And we're trusting that the Lord will heal her completely of cancer. This dear lady suffered much and has been very much, we just couldn't think of all the things she's gone through. But we believe the Lord is going to reward her and bless her in the days to come. You know, we love these meetings in the convent. It's amazing to see so many and to feel the freedom there to sing and pray and talk together. And, you know, we believe that the Lord will yet do a work in many hearts. There's one woman now that lives up Ballasalla a bit, just up the hill, and she comes, Sam or some of them bring her every week, and she said to Mrs. Finn, "Oh, I just love to be able to tell you all that the Lord has done for me." She's a widow, but the Lord has blessed her, and she's just a big smiling face, and you go in. And last week when a nun was coming out past me, she caught my hand and shook me. "You're a topper," she said. Just love, because I'd been singing, you see, and they love the hymns. You know, they really appreciate them. Another lady who comes is the woman that taught Niall to sing, to play, a music teacher in Kilkenny, and she seems to enjoy the meetings. And Mr. Murta, last week, if you had to see him, he was sitting there and he was all fussy in himself and turning over the Bible, and he wanted to talk, but just couldn't get out what he wanted to say, a bit like me at the moment. And but he said, "It's all here in this," he said, "how the love and everything," he said, "what they should have up north, what people should have together up north. I'd like you to pray," he says, "for the people up north." So the whole meeting then, many people prayed then for the people up north. And then Aunt Betty, of course, was there, as I was telling you in the letter, and she then talked a good bit and told about what's happening, and then talked about, "If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face," and how God would heal their land. It's just wonderful, the promise of God, that we might be faithful to humble ourselves and that God will heal this land. It's just terrible to hear every day of these terrible killings of one or two from either Protestant or Catholic. You just wonder how these things are done and how these people wonder how they'll ever stand before God. Oh, it is sad. We know there's many wonderful things happening, but we know then there's all this awful sadness and this awful, terrible calamities. June, I better leave room for someone else. I'm chatting about not much. And we want to just tell you that we're looking forward to seeing you. We're remembering you much in prayer. We're trusting the Lord will bless you in the days to come and that he will supply someone to take over the midwifery part, that you will be able to come home with an easy mind, because we know there must be a midwife on the station, because Mrs. Carson, I think it was, told me that long ago. So we hope that Martha's husband, Donald Price, is better, and all the other ones. Oh, it's just wonderful to think that God is blessing there and leading precious souls to himself. And we just trust him to help you day by day. We often think of you in the heat there and how hard it must be to carry on, especially when you're tired and having to be up at night and all the work. But look, we trust the Lord will overrule in a wonderful way. Frank Mearns told Helen that he had a great time up in Newcastle, and how Olive was there, and how they had breaking of bread and praying for the sick, which was a new thing in the conference up there. So it's been good to hear of this. And Jean was baptised last Sunday in Grosvenor Road. And of course, when I called on Saturday, they had all your prayer letters there and had a lot of them in envelopes. So I couldn't tell them what you told me, that they were sent out, because they had got them before I was there. So it was funny. But Herbert and Jean are in great form, the children are grand, and Helen and all had a lovely night and day. And Helen had an Indian doctor staying with her, So we had a good chat there, and I hope Helen would get to talk to her more, because she has some sadness in her life too. She says she's a Hindu, but all her friends seem to be Christians. But she'd searching around all day to find the mission that day, and anyone she asked about it tried to put her away from going to the mission. They seemed to know what the mission was, but they didn't want to let her go there. They'd do anything for her and tell her about guest houses and everything. But she said, no, my friends will be waiting for me. So finally a man was passing by, heard her asking for the place, and he knew Albert and works in the forecourt, so he says, oh, I'm going there and I'll bring you along. And he brought her and left her outside the door. So she was relieved. But she didn't know what to think, and her feet were sore from walking around, so in the end Helen got a basin and gave it over to her, so she put her feet in, and after she said she couldn't believe the difference after bathing her feet. Now, June, I'll stop. With love, looking forward to seeing you, trusting that God will bless you much in the days to come, ever your own loving mother. Amen.
Hi, June. Well, it's back to the tape again. I was going to write, but Robert wants me to speak on the tape, so I can't very well do both, because it'd probably be the same news anyway. Happy birthday for next, whenever it is, the 29th. Sorry I haven't sent you a card in time, but I hope you have a great time anyway. I'm home now for good from school, and it's just great to be out, even though it was sad leaving in a way. The exams were awful, worse than I expected, and I don't think I've passed. Honestly, don't know. English was the only one I liked. It was okay, it was a fair paper. Home economics was all right, but the rest were really dreadful. During the evening, it wasn't too bad, very tiring. But I borrowed Herbert's bike, or jeans really, and myself and a friend would drop down to Dundrum now and again, and this sort of thing, so it was good to be able to get out. The exams were over on last Thursday, so I stayed up for the hoolie, as my mother calls it, and on Thursday afternoon I did my packing, so then we're free to do what we like on Thursday evening. So myself and another girl were out messing around with some of the fellas, and I got thrown in the pool. So did she and a few others, but it was a bit of gas anyway, we're always messing. And then I went out for a walk and that and dust around. And on Friday morning, went up to the boys' house for coffee, which wasn't the first time, wasn't the last either. And then I went out to a friend from school, from my class. She lives out in Enniskerry. And from there I went up to Paris Court. It's really a beautiful place, but it's not a pity the house has been burnt as it ruins it. It's a huge house, really nice. I took a few photos there. And then her parents left us back for 7:30. We went in and we got ready for the dinner dance. It's a bit of gas, really. And had a good meal. Didn't feel like eating much, though. What else can I tell you on the tape? Like, can't say much. Others might be listening to it afterwards. But, I enjoyed it, just a bit of gas, and the meal, we got melon first, and then we had chicken and mushroom vol au vent in a pastry case with peas, carrots and spuds, and then we had ice cream, pear and chocolate sauce for dessert, and tea or coffee afterwards. And it was over at 2 o'clock, so then we went around saying goodbye to folk and went for a walk. And I was going to bed about 3. So woke up about 9 the next morning. Myself and another girl went up to the outside boys' house, and they were just getting up about 10 or so. And gave them a call, made sure they got up like. So then I went out for a walk with some of them afterwards, and Mum came up to collect me about 1 o'clock, I suppose. And then we went out to Herbert and Jean's for lunch, and came back, collected our luggage, and went home. So I wasn't really sad. I was glad to get out, but I hate saying goodbye to folk, and some of the folk there I just got to know really well in the last year. It was sort of sad to think you'll never see them again, or not for a long time anyway. but I should see some of them sometime soon anyway. There's two girls. One of them's already been down before, Affle Nevin, and another girl, Wilma Parrott. You possibly might have known Carl Parrott. No, maybe you had been left before then. She had an older sister, Carl Parrott, in Wesley. Anyway, they're cycling down from Dublin. They're coming down as far as Wicklow, staying a night there with another girl, then going cycling across to Carlow, then on here and staying two nights up to Port Leash and back to Dublin again. So if they make it, they should be here by next Wednesday. That's tomorrow week. Then, what next? On Saturday, the night I came home, I went to bed about 6:30 or so and slept from about 6:45 solid until 8:00 the next morning. I was really bunched. Anyway, I'm still suffering from lack of sleep. On Sunday we went to Santa's Court for lunch and tea. It was really hot and got a little bit of sun. The weather's just been great. The trouble is I haven't been out in it much. And I'm really a sun worshipper. Monday, that was yesterday, we went to Tremore in the afternoon. And we got a good bit of sun there and had a swim. It was really nice. It was July until the 2nd of August. Went into town today to get my passport for it, and it came out quite well. The first week I go there, we will be touring around and mixing with German friends over there, and it should be quite interesting. The second week we'll be staying with families and folk of roughly the same age. They want to know about ourselves and our country and that, so we have to collect plenty of photographs and everything else, and leaflets about our area to bring with us. It should be quite interesting. I should pick up some of the language, even though I'm slow and that sort of thing. But it's something to look forward to anyway. We're flying out and flying back, and our stay as well all includes the all costs £48 return, which is very reasonable really. So that's really what caught my eye to make me go, as Germany really isn't one of the hot spots where I'd be attracted to. Still, it'd be good to see what it's like. We'll be visiting the border and seeing the Iron Curtain, so it should be interesting. Now that I've left school, I don't really know where I'm going to go next. I want to do childcare, at least that's what I feel I should do. But I don't know where to do it. I'll apply to Belfast again. I've applied there before and they didn't know if they'd have a vacancy. So I'll try again and maybe they could take me for a short while anyway. There is another place in Bangor where I might try and get in. I don't know if it's run by the same folk or not, or whether it's run by a Christian organisation or not. I think the one in Belfast is anyway. Maybe it's the same one and they have moved out, I'm not sure. But Mr. Hamilton in school, he knows the director of it and said that he could get me in possibly if I wanted to get in through him. So I might try that if I can't get into Belfast. I could possibly work in Kilkenny too for a short while, but they like you to work elsewhere for 2 years and then do a diploma there, but you need your leaving for it, which I doubt I'll get. So that's probably out as well. Anyway, for the time being, I'll just keep looking and hoping that I'll find the right place. As I suppose Mum has mentioned, I had a sore back. Well, I don't know what it was. I'm beginning to think it might have been subconscious nerves or something, because since the exams it hasn't been at me at all. So I don't like to think I was a nervous type of person with exams, but it's the only thing I can think of now, because if anything different or worrying came up all of a sudden, my back seemed to be sore at the same time. Whether it's coincidence or whether it was nerves or not, maybe it's not, I don't know. But it's been okay now since, thank goodness. But today I've been bothered with sinus headaches and they're still awful sore and I'm half asleep too, so if this comes out all crazy, you know what's wrong with me. I don't really have much news. I think Mum always seems to fill you in very well. And I don't know really what you want to know. So I guess I'll just wait until I find someone and then write you a letter before you come home. You should get at least one off to you by then. I'm really looking forward to that day. It should be good. I was thinking of applying to a childcare place, at least an organisation that you go out to Germany for a year with it. But it would mean I'd be away for next December, so that was out of the question. I wouldn't have got it anyway, I don't think. One of the other girls in school did. There's only two being picked from Ireland. And since I haven't even studied German, that's probably one against me. And she had been studying it for 2 years. Anyway, I think I've said enough, so I'll leave the space for the rest of them. See you sometime soon. All the best. God bless. Bye-bye.
Hi, June. We're all here in Animalt at the moment, and Caroline is going to say a few words to you. Robert said he has started this tape for you, and he wants us to say a few words while we are here. So I'm going to get Caroline to say a few words to you first, okay?
So, Auntie June, we were down in Tremor and we had a lovely time, and Jonathan got sick in the end of it, but in the first place we had lovely games like playing cricket. Well, we didn't really play cricket so much, but we mostly played tennis. And we're down in Nana's house now, down on the farm. And I've learned to love little dogs and puppies as well. I mean little dogs as well, puppies. And I've had the mumps as well, and I got rid of them. Well, Jonathan had them first, we all think, and I had them as well, but I've got rid of them now. I had them about, I don't know how many days ago, but I forget. What? Where was I? And I forget if it was the water or the milk, I don't know. Well, what?
She means she doesn't know whether it was the water or the milk gave her the mumps.
Oh.
But it was neither, of course. It was just an infection. But why she says this is because we thought Jonathan was sick because of the water in Tremor. And then we thought he'd got sunstroke. And we weren't sure where he got the illness, because I didn't realise it was mumps down there, although the doctor had said it was mumps. But then when we came up to Nana's house and saw how Caroline's face went up all swollen at either side, we realised it must have been the mumps. So I'll let you on to Caroline now, just to explain that little bit.
I've been sewing and painting with Julian's paints a lot these days, and I went for a little walk as well, but I didn't really mention that. We're going home this evening. That's on Sunday, and we'll be going back to school on Thursday. And that's all from me now. You can go back to Mommy if you want.
Bye.
Thanks for
it was nice to see Olive the other on the 15th of August. I think Daddy mentioned in a letter to you how they had been here when they were in Limerick. And they came down on the 15th of August with the crowd of them. We had a good time around. I felt it was a bit cold for Olive on the beach. And she came on up to the caravan with Granny Shirley. And we had a cup of tea, and then some of the others came. I think we had about 15 of us all together in the caravan in a kind of a relay system. I thought she looked well enough, but she looked very thin. And Uncle Edward said, "Thin? She's put on about a stone and a half since she came home." So if she was that thin, she certainly was. But otherwise, I thought she looked very well and chatty enough. It's nice being on the farm these days. They have quite a bit of harvesting done. Dougie was combining, I think he's got over 20 or 30 acres done already. I don't ever remember it being so early before. The yield is quite good, Dad says. I mean, the straw is very short because of the shortage of water all the spring and summer. What a crowd of us there were here in the house last Friday and Saturday. Herbert and Jean and the family were down for 2 nights. We stayed in the caravan not to overcrowd the house and had breakfast in the caravan and then used to come in for the rest of the day. This helped to relieve the wash-up situation in the morning. Then our kids wake in between 6:30 and 7 every morning, and it's an awful job trying to keep them quiet when they're in the house. So it's much easier on Granny in particular and everybody indeed. When they're outside, at least we can put up with it a bit. And then they have breakfast just whenever they want it. And then get dressed, or get dressed first and then have breakfast. But it's nice then being here to see them all. There's the Hills and Nuala McCullough and a friend of the Hills. So there's 21 of us all together for 2 days, and then there was a couple of men on the combine, which made quite a party. Poor old Mum, she seems to enjoy it all, baking and cooking. And she still seems to relax and never gets fussed or never gets a bit worried or upset. She's great. I'll see if I can get Avril to come up and maybe sing to you. Sometimes she can sing very, very nicely and hold the tune well, but she has to be in humour. She's got a great mind of her own and doesn't like to be having to do anything that she doesn't want to do, and Alistair's nearly as bad. He's keeping fairly well, but he's not eating anything for the past week. And he's got a horrible old nappy. It's very, very white. Like a kidney, non-functioning liver, I mean, not a kidney. Liver seems to be out of order. So I think I may take him to the doctor tomorrow whenever we get back. We're taking Edna up as far as Dublin with us, and then she's getting a lift to Belfast. She wants to go to the Bangor Convention. So it'll be nice for her to get up, nice for her to be at the convention too. However, I'll go and look for Avril now and see if I can get her to come up. Now, I've just got Jonathan and Avril up from downstairs, and the three of them are going to sing a chorus that they learnt recently. It's a stand up, clap hands. Now, start off.
Stand up, clap hands, and thank you, Lord, thank you for the world I need. Stand up, clap hands, and thank you, Lord, for happiness and peace within. I look around and the sun's in the sky. I look around and I think, oh why, the world is such a wonderful place, and all because of the good Lord's grace. Stand up, clap and shout, thank you, Lord, thank you for the world I'm in. Stand up, clap and shout, thank you, Lord, for happiness and peace.
I'm not singing nothing.
All things bright and beautiful, all things as great as more, all things bright and beautiful, dear Lord God made them all.
That was Avril singing by herself. Auntie June, Jonathan wants to say something, but I have to say it first. He's a funny old boy.
You have to say it with me.
Right, we're in. We're in Uncle Robert's room. Now, while we're talking to you. Speak up.
Mommy, I can't mean. Mommy, I thought that was it.
I was delighted to see.
I was delighted to see Dougie cutting the corn yesterday with the combine. And Robert taking the grain away in the trailer. Daddy was trying to teach Gillian to drive a car yesterday, and we were in the car with him, and Gillian was only meant to be there to put in the calf. You said, I've left.
Ow! Ow. But our mommy
is. Mommy, how was Auntie June in the thing?
She's not in it, dear. She's just listening to what you have to say to her.
See, listen, Jonathan. We have to send the tape over to her, then she hears you, see?
And then she has one of these machines, and she puts the wheel thing into it that's a cassette. And then she sits down and listens to us talking to her. I wonder, can Auntie June hear the music in the background? Because that's Daddy playing the piano. And Albert apparently wants to go to the toilet, so we better cut off here.
Well, June, this is Albert here. I don't know whether you can hear them singing Grace, Praise God, from whom all blessings flow, downstairs. Now they've all gone down to tea, I thought I'd have my little talk. Well, we do think much of you and pray often for you. And especially do I think of the very difficult times that you've gone through, and praise the Lord that he's brought you through so well, so triumphantly. And we're delighted that you're coming home, looking forward every moment to seeing you. And I'm sure you're quite amused at all the children have been saying and singing and shouting. And the news about their holiday is not always quite accurate. They had a wonderful time in Tramore, as we all did. We had a very restful time and lay on many a morning. We've just spent the last week here in the new house at Cobbler's Hill, Animalt. Your mum and dad are very good to us, and we can come any time and stay. And there's always a very big welcome, as you know. And they're just looking forward to you coming. It'll be a tremendous welcome. We'll have to hang flags out for you. You've been away for so long. Actually, we stayed in the caravan, and Robert very kindly put a lead, electric lead, out to it, so that we had electric light and power direct from the house. There's Isabel saying goodbye to us. Just come in with Samuel, going off to a service, I think. It's lovely to meet Gordon Hills and Nessie and Philip and a friend with them. Angela's touring with some others from England. And then to be here with so many other visitors coming and going, it's quite an exciting place to be. We'll be getting back to the mission. And before we came on holiday, we were doing plastering and painting, decorating. After the main roof of the mission was done, an effort was made to remove the very rotten boards and replace them. And it's just a mercy that it was done in time, or we might have all landed in the main meeting hall from the top of the roof. However, praise the Lord for his protection and provision. It's quite a big job, and we're getting back now to see the remainder of it through. Some voluntary helpers were in while we've been away, and we thank God for their labours. And we look forward to seeing just what the place looks like now. The big text on the wall has been blotted out because we had to cut through a large crack in the plaster, and so on. We did most of the plastering ourselves and then got a professional in just to give it the finishing touches. So the Lord's been good. We've been glad of the rest, as I was saying. This year we celebrate our 10th anniversary of the amalgamation of the three missions. So I'm glad to have the premises done up for that occasion. We look forward to our annual meeting. Billy Smith's also giving up the work because of a heart condition, as you may have read in our prayer letter, and we'll be celebrating his departure and having a little bowing out ceremony for him. He's been very good to us, and the Lord has really enabled him to forward the work in the north of Ireland. So with these few remarks, I'll leave you, and may the Lord richly bless you until we meet again.
Hello, June. Here I am, Sunday evening. Lovely, nice autumn sun coming in through the window. A strong breeze from the northwest outside. Cold, but warm inside. We're very snug and warm here in the new house. It's still new. I don't think it'll ever grow old to us. It's so comfortable, summer or winter. We love it. But I'm sure that when we come to the heavenly mansions, that it'll be nicer still. It must be. And we'll wonder that we ever wanted to live down here. It's the hardest thing in the world for me to speak to a tape. I'd much prefer to sit down and write a letter. And so I have to sort of concentrate and think of something, and still it seems so artificial to me. And I'd much prefer, as I said, to take my time, sit down, get a pen in my hand and write the words I want to say. And as I sit here in front of the tape, I just have to think of things so quickly and just make words. Because I really don't know what I want to say. So I feel the same as if I have nothing to say. So what am I to do? We are looking forward to the end of the year when you'll be home. When this new year, as it was only a little while ago, will very soon wear itself out, then you'll be home. Won't that be grand? It'll be so nice to be speaking face to face, and we'll have such a lot of things to say and questions to ask, and there'll be never-ending talk about everything and everything. But just now, it's different to sit here and try and ask you questions or tell you things. Up till now, you'll be kept up to date with all the recent happenings here at home, and you'll be well acquainted with all the things. The last thing that has happened here is Jack's accident. Uncle Jack has fallen off a load of bales 14 feet down onto the road. He was up on the load and William was driving into the haggard. It was the second last load of bales, and it wasn't tied with ropes, but it was well filled. But then it was so high that the boughs of the trees would catch it, and Jack seemingly dodged a branch, and then some of the bales were rolling off, and he grabbed at one of the bales or something and came right down smack on the road and broke his femur bone in his leg, and he had terrible pain for a while, and they got him into the house and laid him down. And William was just telling me today that he came to himself fairly well after an hour after falling. And we were into hospital to see him a good many times, and they kept him on traction with some weight out of his foot for days through the end of the bed. And he was most uncomfortable and had to have some pain-killing tablets. But last day we saw him was Friday, and he wasn't a bit well. They had just put a pin in his leg, and he had had his operation the day before. He told us that the doctor said he could be there for 12 weeks if they didn't use the pin, and possibly he could have a short leg. But they said that now he'll be out much quicker and his healing will be much better. So he was there just the day after his operation and feeling very uncomfortable after the operation. And I think now that he's on the mend and that his worst days are over. But he'll be a few days yet and a good while before he'll be back to where he was. So these are terrible things to happen, and I'm sure Mammy will have told you in the letter all about it. But I might be writing later on and I might fill in some of the details a little better. But that's mostly what has happened. He's in hospital now, and as I said, the worst is over, but he'll be a while getting to walk about again with the aid of a crutch. So these are things we have to face. We've been in with Jack a good few times and lent him some of these very nice books, like Catherine Coleman's book, God Can Do It Again, a wonderful book entirely. And then there's another book, Prison to Praise, that we lent him before. And we feel that he'll have a nice quiet time to rest when he's over his pain and when he's beginning to get about again. So we trust that this will be a time of blessing out of all this trouble and pain. Well, Joan, here I am not knowing what to say again. We were down at Edie's, Auntie Edie's place and Uncle Joe's at the wedding, Leonard's wedding. A very nice wedding, very nice girl he's got. And I will be writing about it and we'll tell you in the letter. It's better to tell you in the letter. and we have the harvest finished. All the corn is gone and all the bales are in. The fastest harvest we ever had because of the real dry weather we got. The shortest season I can remember. Everything finished up now and we're cleaning the stubbles. We've sprayed them with a spray that burns the green, and then you can put a match to the stubbles a week after and it'll burn off in a blaze all over the field, like you do out there when you want to clean the ground. We had to plough 4 sods all around the hedge to keep it out of the hedges, and this has been very successful. And if we had to be ready sooner before the bales were in and ploughed the sod around the fields, we could have burned off more of them earlier, but we're getting showers now, and when the showers come it damps the green a little bit and the fire won't go just as well. But you know what it's like to clean off a whole area with a match and see the place completely black and brown after the fire, and then to get into cultivated. Well, that's how we are here. There's lots of little jobs to be fixed up after the harvest, and Samuel is tidying up with his sheep, and then there's the sugar beet to be harvested. Samuel has 10 acres down at the river, and we have to cut some silage, and I think we'll have to wait till this is after the beet is harvested. In the meantime, we have to sow some hayseed this autumn, and we want to put this in very soon now because it's getting near to the winter and it needs a good few weeks to get established before the frost. So the sooner we get it in, the better. We can't tell you how much we're looking forward to seeing you again and to hear all you've got to say to us. We think it'll be wonderful when we see you and hear you, and you'll be able to tell us all that has happened in the last 4 years. I have to stop this old tape every minute to think of what I say next, and I'm feeling very awkward about it, but never mind. As we told you in the letter, we had a great time in Limerick. We had another meeting up in Coolcullen when Father Paul and Sister Nola were there last Sunday, this day week. And we've heard of 2 people that were prayed for and they seemed to be healed, for which we praise the Lord. One was Rodney Hines' little boy that seemed to have asthma, and he was very restless and uneasy with it and distressed at times, and he seems to be all right now apart from a cold. At the moment he and Yvonne and the children are over with Annie, and they were over here the other day, so we'll be seeing more of them before they come back. And then there was a boy that was prayed for that had a lump someplace, and somebody sent him to the doctor, and the doctor said, "Oh," he said, "we'll have to postpone this." He said, "we'll have to have another look at it." Seemingly he should have had an operation, and we think now that this will be unnecessary. And Mammy and I are booked in to go to the 2nd annual charismatic meeting in Ball's Bridge. Robert and I were at it last year. The only pity thing about it is that the McAllister's meeting will be in Dublin on the Friday evening, and it'll be at 3:30 and 7:30. Well, we'll have to divide our custom somewhat, and what we think we'll do, we'll go to the evening meeting at McAllister's, which will mean that we'll miss something of the meeting in Ball's Bridge. But we feel that we must support the McAllister's and the mission, and we'll be going up to Dublin. We have a farmers meeting on the Friday at 2:30 in the farm centre on the Mace Road. I have to go to that meeting. I'm on the grain committee of the Irish Farmers Association. And from there, we'd go and stay with Helen and attend the meetings at Ball's Bridge. So you'll be hearing more about these, and we believe that there'll be something good to say when we're finished with the meetings at Ball's Bridge. So, June, I could ramble on and on, trying to say something and really not saying very much, but we do hope and trust that you're keeping real well and that you're able to cope with all the work that you've got to do. We did feel sorry that you mentioned that you had malaria again, and we're trusting that by now that you're well across that bridge and that you'll be feeling well and strong again. Our prayers continually go up for you as you seek to labour there in the field. We'd love to look in and see what it's all like and see what it's all about, but that is just impossible. I'm sure you'll have some pictures to show us when you come home, and above all, you'll have plenty to tell us. So I'll not stay talking here at this little box much longer, but I will be hoping to write soon again and to tell you all that we can. So with that, I'd say the Lord richly bless you and promise our prayers to continue on your behalf. And so we say farewell. Amen.
Hello, June. I have a big apology to make that I didn't get this tape off sooner to you, but it wasn't all my fault, in that I had great difficulty in getting some people to put their voice on the tape. And so finally, there on Sunday, I got Dad to finish it off. So Mom and Dad tonight are gone to the convent prayer meeting, and I said I'd get this off to you, because if we don't get it off soon, it won't be worth sending it off to you. Well, now the tape is almost up to the end, and I just want to wish you all the best, looking forward to seeing you soon, and our prayers are with you, and we pray that the Lord will bless you and help you to hold out until you're ready to come home. The Lord bless you, June. All the best. Bye-bye.